Well, today we're going to talk about something we love, food. And more specifically, we're going to talk about burgers, some of the best in Iowa. Katie Olthoff is with us this morning. She's the Director of Communications with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Beef, we sure love our burgers here in Iowa, and I see you've got a final 10 now narrowed down in the Best Burger Contest that's being sponsored by the Iowa Cattlemen and the Iowa Beef Industry Council this year. That's pretty exciting.
That is exciting, and you're right. We do love our beef and our burgers here in the state. We had over 9,000 votes online for Iowa's Best Burger, representing 700 restaurants.
Wow. How does that compare with the numbers from the past?
We had about the same number of votes as last year, but what's really interesting is that last year, about half of them were on paper ballots. This year, we went to all online voting, and we still had that number. So, I think that that's really exciting for Iowans because we know now that they can go find a really great burger almost anywhere.
Wow. So you're retraining a lot of us older folks to figure out how to do this online stuff.
Well, you know, we know that more people have those smartphones in their pockets, make it easier than ever to vote online. So it made our jobs a lot easier to tally up the votes, too.
Well, that's true. I'm sure it was a lot easier. Well, and let's face it, we've all gone into restaurants and we look and we see four people sitting around a table all staring at their cell phones. So, you know, you might as well put them to good
use.
That's right.
All they're thinking about is what's on their smartphone and the delicious taste of their burgers.
Combine it all together and you've got a great contest. Well, very
That's
good.
Right.
Well, let's talk about some of these now. I see there are a couple of them here in the southwest Iowa area, the Twisted Tail Steakhouse and Robin's Nest Cafe. So we've got some representation here in southwest Iowa.
That's right. Robin's Nest Cafe, which was formerly Vaughn's Cafe and Bakery in Clarinda, has been on that top 10 list before, and they made it again this year. And then the new one in Logan, technically I think it's in Beebe Town, but the Twisted Tail Steakhouse is a new one to our top 10 list. So we had 7 new restaurants on our top 10 list this year and 3 that were returning.
Oh, very good. Well, and you've got, they're pretty well spread across the state, it looks like.
Yeah, we really did have a pretty good representation. You know, we always seem to have more in the more populous areas of the state, but we've got some from some smaller towns. We've got the Wrangling Grace Cafe from Bancroft. We've got Morgan's Corner in Ottumwa, a new one in Newton, Moose Barbecue, a couple in Cedar Rapids, Burger Fiend, and Saucy Focaccia. Ames, we've got Cafe Baudelaire and the Iowa Stater Restaurant. And let's see, did I miss any of the other ones? Fort Dodge, Rides Bar and Grill. I think that's the 10.
Yep, that looks like the 10 of them there. How many have you eaten before?
I have had, let me see, 1, 2, 3. I have had burgers from 3 of these restaurants before. So, you know, our office is in Ames, so I have taken the opportunity to go taste test those 2 in Ames, and I've been to the one in Fort Dodge before, but I really need to get out and taste the rest of these, I think.
Are you not part of the group that'll judge from the top 10?
I'm not one of the judges. We do have a secret panel of judges that'll go out anonymously. They won't tell the restaurant owners or restaurant employees that they're judging. But they'll go visit all 10 restaurants and judge the burgers and then report back to us. And it's based on those judges' scores that we choose the winner for the year.
You bet. Now, we've talked about this before, but just to refresh folks' memories, because every burger, every place is different. Some of them might be gourmet burgers. Some of them might just simply be, you know, ketchup, mustard, pickles, and onions on a bun. Who knows what
yeah.
they'll be? But you're not judging all the other stuff. You're judging the burger itself, right?
Yeah, we're really looking at that beef that's on the burger. So it has to be 100% beef patty. It has to be on a bread or bread-like product, like tortilla or a bun or something like that. But we are really mostly looking at the beef. Has to be cooked to medium doneness, which is 160 degrees, and has to be really delicious beef.
It seems like it would be getting tougher as the years go by because burgers seem to be getting more and more creative anymore.
They do. We are seeing a lot of, like you said, gourmet burgers, but you can still tell when you bite into that burger, you can tell if it's a great patty or if it's you know, maybe just an average patty with a whole bunch of a whole bunch of things on top of it to dress it up a little bit.
Sure, you bet. Well, and we've had plenty of good winners across the state over the years, too. Has there been one that maybe has been your favorite?
Well, I have been to, we've been doing this for 9 years, and I have been to, let's see, probably four of the winners. Some of them are a little bit farther out, and I haven't been there, but I really love the Chuck Wagon in Adair. It's so convenient to get to if you're heading west on I-80 from central Iowa like I head. It's really easy to stop and grab lunch or dinner there. Last year's winner was the Smoke and Hereford in Storm Lake. It's a little bit farther out of the way, but they do a great job as well.
Wow, that's really great. Well, it seems like you've got a lot of representation out there, too. There are so many restaurants that get nominated in so many different communities out there. It seems like folks are really in tune with this contest.
Yeah, I think so. You know, social media, I think, plays a big part in that. We also have restaurants that will print out little table tents or flyers to put on their windows to encourage people to vote. But we had 700 restaurants that got at least one vote, and those covered 300 towns across the state.
All right. Well, this is fun, but let's get back to your real job here, too, and that's promoting beef here in the state, not just hamburgers. This is important to the cattle producers across the state. Why?
Well, we have about 27,000 cattle producers across the state, and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association is a membership organization, and our job is really to help represent those cattle producers and improve the opportunities for Iowa's beef business. So what we do at the Cattlemen's Association is we do work closely with legislators and rulemakers to help them understand what our cattle producers are facing on their farms, what they're doing on their farms, and understand the impact that any new rules or legislation might have on them. But then we also work on promoting beef. Our producers, you know, we have a great product, and they need to be able to sell it in order to stay in business. And so we want to promote beef any way that we can, get more people eating it, and help consumers as well understand what's going on farms.
You bet. And we all get that kind of hometown taste going with us, too, that when we travel and we have some of these opportunities to eat, whether it's a steak somewhere or a burger, what have you, you know, the differences, the regional differences between here and there. It always seems like we like what we know from back home.
Yeah. Well, of course, Iowans love Iowa beef. But what's really interesting is if you go overseas, they have done blind taste tests across the world, and Midwestern-raised beef, especially Iowa-raised beef, ranks above all the others in taste because of the great marbling that we have, because of the great cattle that we have in the state. It really internationally ranks really high for taste, and so we're really lucky that we can have that great beef produced right here in Iowa.
Yeah, well, and the way that we take care of those cattle, the way we feed those cattle, it just leads to a solid industry here in Iowa.
Absolutely. We have great cattle producers here.
Very good. Well, and back to the contest again. This is getting down to the nitty-gritty here. We got the final 10, and they're going to get visited. They're going to have an opportunity to kind of show off what they do. And then we're going to pick a final one at the end of the day, and that'll come, what, during beef month?
Yeah, May is beef month, and so we will announce our winner on May 1st. It'll be one of those 10 restaurants, and we'll be live there. That restaurant will be preparing for lots of traffic that night. People love to just come out and help them celebrate and try out that burger. So be looking for that May 1st.
Very good. And we can put another one of those definite locations on our list of places to go when we do that little food trip around the state.
That's right. Yep.
Excellent. In the meantime, get out and visit those top 10 and enjoy some of the best burgers here in Iowa. Katie, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have fun with the contest.
Oh, we always do.